Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lo Yinish Ma'aser Rabbi Yaakov Shalom Le'ab Asi Yitzchok. We're holding in Beitz Adaf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara Amud Beis speaks about that when the house of Rabbi Yudo was mefashech v'yoev lo nalusa luso, he would cut off pieces of wood for the purpose of smelling. And Taisis over here goes into the sugya of when do we need to do psalim. And Taisis points out that the reason why in Moitzi Shabbos we have psalim is because of the Neshama Yisera. The Neshama Yisera that we have on Shabbos goes away in Moitzei Shabbos. And in order to comfort the Neshama, we give psalmim. Because Ezu Dovah Shah Neshama Neines Boi, which sense does the Neshama enjoy in the world? That's a sense of smell. So we give the Neshama, Kivyochol, a comfort by giving it good smell. That's what we do psalmim in Moitzei Shabbos. Because when the Neshama Yisera leaves, the Neshama is in Avelus, and we comfort it with psalmim. Says Taisis, what is the reason that we don't have psalmim on Yom Tov? Why when Yom Tov goes out, we don't do psalmim? And Taisis says over here, the opinion of Taisis, also quoted in the Gemara Psachim, that we don't have a neshama yisera in Yom Tov. This idea that the Gemara says in the beginning of this Masechta, that there's a neshama yisera that comes on every Shabbos, says Taisis, we don't have that on Yom Tov. In Yom Tov, there's no Neshama Yisera, and therefore we don't have Psalmim on Moitzi Yom Tov. But the Ramban in Sefer Teres HaAdam argues, and the Ramban holds there is indeed a Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov. If there is a Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov, why don't we do Psalmim on Moitzi Yom Tov? Says the Ramban, the reason is because the Neshama Yisera of Yom Tov does not go away in the end of Yom Tov. The Neshama Yisera of Shabbos goes away, and therefore we have to have psalmim to comfort the Neshama. But the Neshama Yisera of Yom Tov does not go away in Moitzi Yom Tov. And this connects beautifully to what we spoke about earlier in this Masechta, where the Maharal's big insight that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, and Yom Tov is Me'ein Yemoisa Mashiach. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, we don't really have a way to connect to in this world. And once Shabbos goes away, we don't have any more connection to that Olam Haba. But Yom Tov, which is Me'ein Yemoisa Mashiach, which is the elevated Olam Hazeh, every time we pass through a Yom Tov, we gain something that belongs to Me'ein Yemoisa Mashiach that will come Lasad Lovoi. And as I heard from my Rebbe Mir Shapir, that's a lot, the idea of a Moyed is Lashon Yad, destination. Every Moyed gives a little bit of a glimpse of the destination we're going to, Yemoisa Mashiach. And we take that glimpse, we absorb it, and that brings us closer to the days of Mashiach. Kedur of Hudna used to say, and it sounds much better in Yiddish, but the Rav Hudna used to say, don't say that Yom Tov passed upon us, but that we gained the Yom Tov. Every time Yom Tov goes through, we are gaining another element of the touch and feel of the Yemoisa Mashiach. And the more Yom Tov as we, so to speak, pile up, that's how we get closer to the days of Mashiach. And this is really what's coming out from the Pshat of the Ramban, that we do not do psalmim on Moitzi Yom Tov because there's no need to do psalmim on Moitzi Yom Tov. You do psalmim when something goes away and you're missing it. But whatever comes in Yom Tov stays forever, so there's no dim psalmim on Moitzi Yom Tov. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.